I've got Rick from Cairns. He's talking about class action against crime. Good morning, Rick. How are you, mate?
Hey, Steve. Yeah, well, can you hear me all right?
Yeah, I can hear you fine, mate. What's on your mind?
I'm just curious. Obviously, we're not lawyers or anything, but I'm just reading into what's happening with the victims of crime and the lack of what we can do with juveniles when they are criminals.
Yep.
Is there a course? I mean, there's that many victims of crimes, and the criminals are being looked after. Is there some way that all the victims could get together and not unlike what's happening in the Torres Straits? You know, with the Torres Strait Islanders have taken out they've launched a class action against the government for not taking appropriate action with climate change, whether it would make a difference or not. But
no, I saw that. I saw that. I read that. Yeah.
The point is that the government is most of them are elected by the public to protect to look after them and all that. And from what I see, they don't really. I don't know if their hands are tied or what it is, but they just don't seem to care about. What's happening in our streets?
And, well, you would think being a government, and it's a good point that you bring up that, because I've often wondered it actually, Rick. You're not a lone ranger there. I've also thought about it. Their duty of care is us as a community, as people in the, all right, they've got a police force out there, they've got emergency services and all that stuff, but it's not enough. It's getting out of control. People are being hurt. People are being terrified within their own places and their homes. And there's more victims of crime, every day now that I would have thought, and you're not a lawyer, I'm not a lawyer, there's got to be something there where they can be held accountable or should be held accountable. I don't know if that's ever, there's obviously a lawyer or a solicitor or somebody be able to be answer this for us, but it's a good point. I often think about it too, because we elect you to get in, look after us. I know it's not going to be 100% all the time, and there's always going to be a percentage of crime, and there's always going to be victims of crime, but it's out of control. So therefore, yes, I wonder whether there would be enough people to get together and say, well, we're going to sue your pants off you. We put you in power. We've asked you to look after us, and you're not doing your job, and we want compensation of some sort.
Well, there's no lack of victims of crimes, so I'm sure there'd have to be a groundswell of people that could get together and start something. It might snap the government in power.
Yes,
I know there's an election coming up, and I'll be very surprised if the people that are in at the moment survive. But maybe it might snap them into action to actually change something and look after the people that voted them in.
Absolutely, I totally I'm on board with that, because I mean I've thought about it, and I don't know. People may say, oh, it's just ridiculous. It's not going to happen. It can't happen. Well, why? Why can't it happen? If somebody could come on and explain that. And as I said, you're not a lawyer. I'm not a lawyer. We don't know how it pans out. But you would think anywhere else, if you run a club, a pub, a restaurant, or whatever, you've got a duty of care. You pay your rates. You pay your insurances. You pay all that. You have faith in the landlord and all the rest of that goes with it. And if something goes wrong, you've got to cop it. But for some reason, governments are exempt from that. I don't know. I'm not too sure. But it's a good point. The Torres Strait Islander guys up there, they're arguing the government has a legal obligation to protect Torres Strait Islanders from climate harm. They argue the government has failed in their duty. Well, it's to marry those two together, it's very similar, isn't it? I mean, that one's a bit difficult because you've got, all right, Australia can do all it can to help with climate change. But if you've got our neighbours around Australia that don't give rats about climate change, I think it's still going to have, it's not going to make much of a difference if we do everything we can in our power and all the rest of our neighbours are doing nothing. It's still going to affect the climate. So, I don't know, it's a tough one, that one.
Exactly. It's a similar thing where a group of like-minded people have got together and trying to hold the government to task for not doing what should be done. So,
well, we have demonstrations, though, Rick. They have demonstrations. They march through the streets, and it just sort of goes on, and everybody gets up, and they do this and do that, and they scream, and they yell, and they stand out in front of Parliament House, but to no resolve. Nothing happens after that. I've never seen any real positive something have come out of it. I mean, there might be minor stuff, little groups that have, and more funded perhaps in different areas, but I've never seen any real change. You know what I mean? It's frustrating.
It's a very different situation in where the people that are elected in power, they could actually do something. It's not a bigger picture. It's happening on our doorstep. And I just thought I'd call in and maybe get the conversation going, and someone out there who is in the legal fraternity may be able to put it out there for the victims of crimes that are suffering terribly. The criminals are being looked after, and the victims are just forgotten about.
Yeah, they've got to be accountable somewhere along the line there. And these young guys, the kids that are doing, they've got to be accountable. That's it. They've got to understand respect again, you know. You just can't go and destroy people's lives like that. You know, you might be, 10-foot tall and bulletproof, and you've got all this testosterone and adrenaline going, and you're on ice, or you've got some drug problem, or you've got all these other issues that has happened in your past. You come from, dysfunctional families and groups. But, you know, it's up to you as an individual to break away from that. I was a rogue kid too when I was young. My mother had, worked tirelessly to try and control me, and I didn't. But it snapped in my mind eventually, and I went and joined the bloody army. That sorted me right out real quick. I wasn't that cheeky bugger anymore, because I would showing discipline and respect, and self-worth. God, if they can't get, well, they wouldn't be able to talk to the soldiers that are in now the way they talked to us back in the 70s. I can tell you, it was a very different army. Anyway, but look, it's a good point, and I'm glad you brought it up, because I hope it does start a conversation, because I think it needs to. Good on you, Rick. Good to talk to you, mate.
Excellent. Thanks for your time, Steve, and keep up the good work.
Good on you, buddy. Take care. 4CA.